gonna cry out, I ain't gonna lie, but you ain't gonna be in my boat. And I row and I row and I row out. I know that I hope that this could maybe work out. Promise that it will, but that's just gonna be on my own. Without you, without you, without you. Said, oh, 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 who you fooling? I'm packing my bags and I'm rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Oh, 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 who you fooling? Rolling by Ona Mafalda. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC Radio. Didn't that have a touch of Sam Fender on it? It did to me. I thought it was a really cool song. We also heard some music by Blood Orange just before this, a song called Vivid Light. He's going to be playing in Toronto in a few weeks' time. He's playing on the 19th at History. And then Tara Bandito with Ivith. Really cool song, just kind of talking about her pregnancy and everything. And she's got a music video for that out too. We've got some new music from a band based in Sheffield who formed a couple of years ago in 2023. They're called A Different Kitchen. And it's a psychedelic project fueled by personal experiences, grief and loss. So they came out of Norfolk, they say, quiet backcountry. The trio began making noise, indie meets post-punk, and then their band members came from all over London, Sheffield, Norwich, and they've got a new EP called Revolt, which is quite droning post-rock. There's a bit of shoegaze. Just let this track wash all over you. This is a follow-up to their February EP Denouncement, and you can find them on Bandcamp at adifferentkitchen.bandcamp.com. Then we're going to Dublin for some new music. Adore, Dublin-based indie noise shoegaze band. They had their debut EP called Biter. Came out in September on Big Scary Monsters record label. They're a three-piece band, and they were blending sort of punk sensibilities, firmly grounded by crunchy guitars and powerful drum and bass combo. This was a combination of tracks that they wrote for the debut EP, and it's sort of, they say, documenting a long lesson in being loud and biting back. And it describes an obsession with childhood mannerisms that are carried on into adulthood, which I guess is where the name comes in, Biter. I'm going to play us one single from the album called Can We Talk, which sort of talks a little bit about leaving an emotionally manipulative situation, but done in a burst of energy, all under 4 minutes long. And you can find them on Bandcamp, ADORE, Adore, number4.bandcamp.com. We've also got a new single from the London genre blending alt, grunge, grime and a bunch of other things, four-piece called Sounds Mint. They have a new single out, it's called Herpes, but let's get started first by listening to A Different Kitchen. This is their song, Sorry, on CFRC Radio.
I'm said, made a mess, said, I love you, I'm sorry, just put me silly head, hunting some empty eyes.
Brand new music from Adore. That was from their EP Biter that just came out. It's a song called Can We Talk. We also had music on that set from Sounds Mint just before this, a single of theirs called Herpes, and then A Different Kitchen, a band from Sheffield, with a very shoegazy song called Sorry. And I'm going to transition from that song called Sorry to the band called Sorry, because if you don't know of them, Sorry are an alternative band. They're sort of based around a songwriting partnership of two school friends, Louis O'Brien and Asha Lorenz. They've been making music in and around the London music scene for a few years now. They released their first album just before lockdown back in 2020, and they signed to Partisan Records. And they've been making this interesting mix of lo-fi bedroom and analog guitar indie rock, kind of, you know, bedroom pop, maybe indie glitchy drum beats stuff. There's a lot of stuff going in there, but they've released their third album. It's called Cosplay, just came out this Friday, and I've been listening to it. And I think the album title is very, very fitting for the album and kind of the themes that they've been exploring on it. They're very good at conjuring up this idea of, you know, almost like feeling uncomfortable in your own skin, you know, melodies that are sometimes a bit unsettling and like skin crawling. And this is all 100% a compliment, by the way. They were talking about the inspirations behind the album, and they say that the idea and the album title kind of came from looking around the London creative scene and seeing a sort of recontextualization of sounds and images and aesthetics basically for new purposes, almost like cosplay, without really having it represent anything about the person at all. The sort of, you know, the just because nature of it all. And in the process of writing this album, you know, the band really pulls in many different sounds into their own music. They've got elements of folk, bedroom pop, indie rock, shoegaze, sludge, metal, swelling strings, a doom pop feel to it all. But with Asha's distinct, almost choked vocals, really, you find that in some ways this mesh of different sounds is the only way in which they can tell their own story. So it almost stops being cosplay and really becomes themselves through the record. And it's very, it's almost like Robert Smith's vocals in some ways, on some tracks especially, like on the song Antelope, which is one of the lyrical standout tracks on the album. It's got this swell of strings at the end as well, and very kind of like whispered, almost soft, almost choked vocals. But then there are also songs like Echo, which is the opener of the album, the first song on the album, which has got these really delicate kind of, it's one of the most delicate songs on the album. It's got these like indie rock guitars, delicate guitars on them, over almost the complete opposite happening with this very, very like tied down drum machine like beat. And it's got this chorus that goes, echo, 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 I love you, which to my mind is reminiscent of their friends Fontaine's DC's darker indie rock hit, I Love You, where, you know, they've got that line that goes, echo, 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 the lights they go, the lights they go. And Fontaines are also the reason why I first heard of them. So they've supported Fontaines on tour, and Fontaines, when they were doing one of their artist in residence sets on Six Music, they'd introduced me to the song Cigarette Packet, which absolutely hooked me in from their last album. But there's so much more going on the album that just makes them, you don't tie them down to any one particular artist. You've even got a ballad in there on Life in This Body. Again, really just drives home this idea of cosplaying life in a body. Another incredible song on the album. Another standout is the closing track, Jive. You know, the last song on the album builds up to this electronic kind of melody, which is all done on guitars, by the way, because the way that they've been working is, you know, working with like samples and things like that, and then working out how to play those live, and then kind of meshing together these sounds and doing a couple of recordings stacked, which is how they recorded their last album. So you get this blend of two very, very different styles of recording and music, you know. So this song, even though it's played on guitars, it's got an almost electronic feeling melody. It's very detuned, seems very lo-fi, but with a very real person behind it who's having this moment of, you know, wanting to change. And that chorus goes, you know, they want to jive, they want to move like this, but they only seem to be able to move in their own way, just kind of completing these themes of the album. And When Sorry had announced this album way back in August, they described it as a much-anticipated Golden Globes-winning post-Britpop funky, stinky, baddie jazz album. So keep that in mind. It's a slightly challenging album if you're into more standard indie rock and rock music, but please, please take my advice on this. Just trust my ear on this one. Go buy the album, sit down with a lyric sheet, and just let this album take you to places, you know, dark, catchy places. They're also going on tour, by the way, so if you're interested in seeing them, they're going to be playing in Montreal on the 8th of December at a venue called Salon Bistro Bar in Montreal, and on the 9th of December, they'll be playing The Garrison in Toronto. So you can find all of this at sorrybanduk.bandcamp.com. And then lastly, we're going to end with a few bands who are going to be playing in town soon. So I've got some new music from Pink Shift, American band from Baltimore, mixing sort of grunge, hardcore stuff, pop punk, lots of different genres. And they've put out their album Earth Keeper, their second album. It sounds absolutely incredible. And they're going to be playing a show in Toronto on the 11th, so this Tuesday. I think I'm going to go to that show. It's really, really interesting. You can find them on Bandcamp as well. I'm going to be playing us the song Spirit Seeker, which I think is one of the best songs on the album. And then lastly, I've got a new song from Kiwi Jr., great Toronto-based indie rock band. They've got a new song called Hard Drive Ontario. They're also on Bandcamp, so do go check them out. But I'm going to leave us for now with Sorry's song Antelope from the new album Cosplay. So you all take care. We'll listen to the song, and I will see you next week. Goodbye.
There's a lot to loving you. Learn something new every year or two. Now that it spreads faster than the speed we talk. Like the cannonball in the Dylan song. Like the antelope and the panthers go 80 miles an hour gone. Like the speed you talk. Like the cannonball in the Dylan song.
Thank you. Drive. Welcome to The Freedom Principle, Canada's longest-running community program featuring new releases of the African diaspora in the emerging genre of world jazz. This program is produced in the town of LaSalle, Ontario, at the 42nd parallel, 8 kilometers south of Detroit, Michigan. The Freedom Principle can be heard across Canada from the Salish Sea of British Columbia to the Grand Banks of the Atlantic Ocean, and we are honored to be on this excellent community radio station. Stay tuned for some great new releases.
We'll be right back.
a debut release from Jacquardi, an ensemble uniting Malian balafon master Bala Koyate and American cellist Mike Block, on the release titled Benkin, meaning unity in Bambara, from the Bright Shiny Things label. The piece Bonnie weaves together Mande rhythm and Western harmony, the wooden keys of the balafon answering the bowed resonance of the cello in a conversation that feels both ancient and new. Thanks for joining me on this episode of The Freedom Principle. My name is Tom Fleming, and I'll be your guide as we explore new releases and reissues from across the African diaspora for this second week in November 2025. Our first set moves us from West Africa, close to home in Detroit, where trombonist John T-Bone Paxton and drummer-producer R.J. Spangler pay tribute to Crescent City Grooves on their new Paxton Spangler Band album, Trick Bag, from Eastlawn Records. Here's their high-octane take of Jan Jan on The Freedom Principle. We'll be right back. Los Wemblers de Iquitos and Que Rica Tanga, What a Delicious Groove, from Selva on Vampisol, recorded in the Amazonian city of Iquitos, Peru. Before that, German producer Umberto Eco gave us The Dawn Is Coming from the Afro Dub Experience on Oneness Records, blending Jamaican dub technique with West African rhythmic patterns. And we opened the set with Detroit's Paxton Spangler Band and Jan Jan from Trick Bag on East Lawn Records, a deep groove track that draws from Ethiopian and American soul influences. Now we travel to Morocco via New York-based group Saha Ganawa, who joined forces with guitarist Nels Klein on Baka Hamu from their self-released album Saha Ganawa, a meeting of Ganawa ritual groove and modern jazz improvisation. Here is Baka Hamu on The Freedom Principle.
Come on up.